This is Christian Yingling with Mason Votes, and we're here at our first weekly podcast. We thought we'd start it off with some old favorites. We've got Grant Herring, president of the College Democrats, Matthew DeLeon, first vice chair of the College Republicans, Josh St. Louis, second vice chair for the College Republicans, and a new voice, Chloe Burde, and she's talking for the Democrats. All right, welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thanks for having us.
All right, for our valued two listeners, I don't let the two sides talk too much to each other. I try to get their views and then move on. But tonight, we're going to let them have at it. So, guys, feel free, and lady, feel free to talk back and forth. First topic for the day. According to the USA Today and Gallup poll, McCain is leading 50 to 46%. What's going on, guys? Grant, lead it off tonight.
Sure. Well, I think you've seen a little bit of a bounce from the convention, just like Barack Obama received from his convention. Also, I think that, these national polls really are not a good sample of the battleground states, and that's where this election is going to be won and lost. It's going to be Florida, Ohio, Virginia, all across the country in these battleground states where the economy is the number one issue. Who has an economic plan this year? Barack Obama. Once voters know that, they go to the polls. They're going to be out there voting for Barack Obama and Joe Biden because they know they're the only ones who will get the economy back on track.
I mean, you can really talk about the issues, but honestly, just Barack Obama's not that fantastic of a campaigner. I mean, I just can't get over how
they're laughing because that's not true. Barack Obama's attracted record numbers of crowds. Because of him, millions of new voters have shown up to the polls and they've registered to vote. Yeah, people are excited about Barack Obama.
What's going to be the deciding issue this election? What's going to make college students turn out? What's going to make Fairfax turn out? And what should we be looking at?
I think it's safe to say college students in Fairfax are going to vote for Democrats no matter what happens. That's just what it is. I think the only issue there is whether it's going to be a D or an R next to the name. Like, at least for that particular group of people.
I mean, you really have to look at the economy, though. I think as far as the general population, that's going to be the big deciding factor, how the economy is faring in November, whether or not people are loving whatever Bush is going to push through in the next couple of months, or whether or not they're hating it and still suffering because of mortgage rates, job loss, everything else. I think you also have to, in terms of college students, if they start paying attention to the issue amongst college students, of course, is education. What are they going to do about the price of education? College loans, rising textbook prices, everything else that college students are really concerned about.
Ask the average college student their feelings on politics, and I don't think most of them could really be able to have the same conversation as we are.
I disagree with that. I think young people are paying attention. This is, the first time many students on campus are able to vote in a presidential election, and I think they're extremely dissatisfied with the last 8 years of failed policies of George Bush and Dick Cheney, and they are ready for a change. And Matt, I have to agree with you in the same half hour that, yeah, I do think the college students of this campus are going to show up in record numbers and vote for Barack Obama.
So I've done a lot of voter registration since June, I guess, and I've actually talked to people and been in the streets and seeing what is motivating them, and almost every door I knock on, people are actually really excited about Barack Obama the person. They're not excited because, oh God, Bush has done such, an effed up job. They're excited about the fact that Barack Obama is running and he has this energy that none of the other candidates seem to have, not even Sarah Palin.
You know, I'll say this, and I'll say this till the end, I don't care who doesn't like it. Everyone saying that people are really tired of George Bush is the absolute truth. It really makes me sad that when I talk to people and tell them that I'm a conservative and try to explain my ideology, that George Bush pops in your mind and that's what conservatism is, which is completely untrue. That's for a different day. But I was in ninth grade when George Bush took office, and no, earlier than that, 2008. And that's what our generation, that's the president our generation grew up with. And what we've had is one of the worst presidents of all time had to take the mantle as a conservative.
I think what
that really means is that you've had a generation of people who haven't been exposed to what, say, conservatism under Ronald Reagan was, and they really, really don't like what they see. Am I going to say that this is young people are just liberal and young people are this and that? Absolutely not. But I think the type of Republican George Bush was is really factoring into this.
Which candidate's going to be better for students?
I think John McCain is going to make everyone's life a lot better. I mean, Barack Obama's plan on energy is just terrible. Just tax the heck out of them, make my gas $7 or $8 a gallon, and then impose more taxes on them when they have to raise their price in response to the taxes. Like, as a college student who has to drive, as an American who has to use fuel and pay for fuel, yes, John McCain's going to at least make it so I can get in my car and go someplace.
Also, the the issues that the next president will be dealing with will affect us for generations to come. So one of the major issues that we're still currently dealing with is obviously the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And if John McCain chooses to end the war with honor, that will greatly affect us down the road. Barack Obama says he'll end the war, but we'll come back if we might have to. And I don't want to go back. And John McCain doesn't want to go back either. So when he ends the war, he'll end the war. And that will definitely affect people.
I think they both brought up two really important issues that resonate with college students, but the majority of college students that I hear are not worried about us being victorious in Iraq. They're more worried about their friends dying in Iraq all the time, and Barack Obama's plan to bring them home makes them very confident about that.
Obama supports a strategic redeployment to Afghanistan. He's not anti-war. He's going to send them someplace else. That, I mean, that's true. He says that all the time.
Yeah, but you're seeing higher percentages of people dying in Iraq than
in Iraq.
Afghanistan.
Okay, but...
And then you're talking about the environment, right? The environment is also... really important. It's like, if you look at how what cars you drive, do you take the bus? Do you use other modes of transportation?
Like? No, I don't. I have a four cylinder. Nothing too big.
So I think we also need to look at the plans for alternative energy, how we're going to look in this new economy. Barack Obama wants to bring hundreds and thousands of jobs to America just through using alternative energy.
Well, when did he say that? Because Barack Obama voted no on multiple energy bills.
He voted against energy bills that are gonna keep supplementing and subsubsizing big oil. You know, this country.
What do you mean? Subsidize or not tax? I'm very sorry. I mean, what subsidize or not tax anymore? Because the reason our gas price hasn't been so high is because we don't tax them to death. Like, it's a fact. You raise taxes, you got to raise your prices.
The bottom line is, big oil has had two oil men in the White House these last 8 years. The American people want change, and it's time to reinvest here at home in alternate energy.
Okay.
That's going to create 5 million new jobs in the green sector.
So no surprise there. The Republicans think McCain is going to be great for us, and the Democrats think it's going to be Obama.
I didn't say great. I said better.
Oh. Oh. Interesting.
I go back to my previous point. The Republicans are less excited about John McCain.
The conservative ones are. I can only speak for myself, but he's absolutely right there. Yeah. I'll say that. That's on record. I said it.
Okay, which brings us to another point. Keith Finian and Jerry Connolly.
Oh, you did this on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. There's a beautiful picture of Grant, Matt, and Josh in the broadside today. If anybody wants to check it out, they're all holding, Jerry Connolly.
Let me first say that was not an endorsement. That was anger.
Okay, what was it anger to?
I really want to see Republicans win this year, but they have to want it themselves. And I can't stand Jerry Connolly. I think the way he disrespects his constituents is absolutely awful. I tell you what, though, and he's done it. Washington Post has been all over it. I mean, Grant, you can't say he's not.
That's an unsubstantiated claim. I mean,
it's not unsubstantiated. Washington Post.
He has a record of getting things done.
Search Jerry Connolly and see Jerry Connolly mean to another constituent.
Okay, but
today.
More importantly, Keith Finian, what's going on?
His campaign isn't being run the way it needs to be. You see zero signs all over Fairfax County. He has next to no name recognition. He's not investing the time and energy to really motivate Fairfax voters. I hate to say it, the base Republicans in this county, 30%. And unless he's able to reach out to independents, which he's not going to be able to do if he doesn't step up his game, then he's gonna do terrible.
All right. Anything else to add, Grant?
When the Republicans don't have a record to run on, all they do is name call and bicker, and that's
you know
what they
what?
Do.
But he's supporting your candidate more than his own.
I understand.
I'm saying Keith Finian is awful, but Jerry. I mean, you cannot dispute that Jerry Connolly is not nice to constituents who disagree with him.
That is an exception. He has a record of getting things done here in Fairfax County. Fairfax County has the number one high school in the country. Fairfax County has the lowest crime rate of the jurisdiction.
Go on the Washington Post and type in Jerry Connolly and see what reports come up. I guarantee you, it'll be Connolly yells at another constituent today, or Connolly doesn't like someone who calls him out. Sorry, Grant.
No, I
can't give that to you.
Okay, Josh, what do you want to say?
Yeah, and Grant talked about Connolly's record. I mean, if closing Walmart at 10 o'clock is a record, then so be it.
Okay.
Well, environmental policies to speak for themselves. Great.
If you Google Jerry Connolly's name, you'll find out that he's overseen the best managed county in the United States.
All right.
That's a record to run on. We're not name calling.
Well, we really appreciate you all joining us today, and I appreciate your candor. I want to make some announcements for everyone who's listening. John McCain, Sarah Palin will be here in Fairfax.
Woo!
At Fairfax High School this Wednesday. Tickets are available at http://virginia.johnmccain.com, and doors open at 8 a.m., so get there early. Also, Bob Barr, the Libertarian presidential candidate, is coming to Mason this Friday. Friday, September 12th at 4 p.m. in Sub 1 Patriot Lounge. That's a lobby. And the first debate watch party is Friday, September 26th at 7 p.m. in the JC Atrium. There will be a pre- and post-debate discussion. This is Christian Yingling with Mason Votes.